Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Amy Davis Navardauskas, who is the executive director at the Art Barn School in Valparaiso. Hi, Amy.
Hi, John.
So I can't remember. How long have you been their executive director now?
Oh, I would say it's been about a year and a half now.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. And you were at Lebesnik, of course, in Michigan City for a really long time. And and you're an artist, too.
Yeah, I am.
And you can, you have been and continue to be.
So, yeah, a little bit, just a little bit. I'm mostly an administrator, but like I hang on to my artistic talent.
Well, good. So we're going to talk about Art Blitz today, right?
Yeah.
And tell us how that got started.
Okay. So, well, Art Blitz has a little bit of a, you know, our organization has a 40-year history. And, you know, we have had a festival over a long period of time. A lot of people remember it as the Sunflower Festival. Mm-hmm. And the Sunflower Festival kind of ran its course, and, you know, we stopped running it. And about 4 years ago, we decided that we wanted to kind of revitalize that, but not make it necessarily about sunflowers, but to make it about the Art Barn mission, mm-hmm. which is very educational, about hands-on art activities and trying to get people to come out to the Art Barn and kind of let people know that we're, you know, even after our founder's death, we are still here and we're vital and we have great things going on. And so Art Blitz is really all about that. So it's been happening for 4 years.
Okay. But this year, first of all, you're brave to be organizing an activity with everybody else throwing in the towel. It's in September, Saturday, September, what is the
September,
date?
September 19th.
Okay, so you might get away with it. And so with everything being different this year for so many people, is there going to be anything different about Art Blitz?
Oh, gosh. Everything is different about Art Blitz this year. So we had hoped to be able to hold the event as an in-person event because of the amount of space that we have at Art Barn. We really thought, you know, it's nice that time of year. A lot of people can be outside. Mm-hmm. People are going to be able to socially distance. Everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And then when we got down to the logistics and the number of volunteers it was going to take to, you know, maintain the flow of traffic and the sanitizing and the logistics of managing all of that, we thought volunteers don't want to do all that. They want to do the fun activities. They don't want to police and clean. Right. So we have opted to take the event as a, do the event as a virtual event. And because we thought, you know, we've got this great lineup of programs and we can still do these demos online and have a live event. So we couldn't let go of it. So we're going to still, you know, we're still going to move ahead and try to do it.
So the whole thing is going to be virtual.
Yeah.
Well, that's, so we're still, then we're you're still definitely some, on.
Yeah, no, we're on. It's just virtual.
Okay, good. Good for you. Okay, well, so what kind of activities are these virtual people going to get to do?
Yeah, so we've got Harold Woodridge, who is he's our ceramic arts guru in our studio. So he's on our board and he has a lot of ceramic arts experience and he kind of runs our studio. He's going to be doing a demo for us. Mm-hmm. So that'll be virtual. And another ceramic artist is going to do a different ceramic art activity later on in the afternoon. Her mm-hmm. name is Gail Wolliver. And we've got one of our watercolor artists, Lisa Slauson. She's one of our teachers, and she's going to do a watercolor demo. And we've got other art activities sort of lined up. We have our resident unicorn on site, who's going to, you know, be wandering around, and we'll have some unicorn sightings. And actually, we think also that there are some other things that we're still working out, but we will have some other virtual demos going on during the day. So between 11 and 5, we'll have virtual things happening and demonstrations and things for people to take part
okay.
in.
Okay, well, we have to close, but people can learn more by going to your website, artbarnschool.org.
Yes.
And you have
and visit our Facebook page.
You have a Facebook page too. Okay, great, Amy. Well, I'm glad that this is actually an activity that will definitely take place.
It is. It's actually taking place. We're doing it.
Good, Amy. All right. Thanks for calling in and telling us about it. And thank you.
Sure. Thanks, John.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.